Cynthia Nodelman. I'm interviewing Milton Resnick on July 13th, 1988 at his and Pat Passoff's home at 80 Forsyth Street in New York. Can we just start out with you doing your full name, what as you were born with, and the date of...
No, what was I born with?
Right, and your date of birth, and which?
I wasn't born with Milton. I was born in Russia, and my name was Rahmil, which would have been translated to Raphael.
Uh-huh, really?
But in the home, I was called Milia.
Milia?
Milia.
Right.
And when we came to this country, someone took me to school. And they heard my name being Milia, and teacher took upon herself to give me a name.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that until later, but I had a new name.
So somebody called you Milton?
Well, I don't think they called me for a while. I just sitting in the back and didn't think it was necessary to call me.
Yeah.
The teacher just, immigrants in those days weren't treated then great. You know, they put them in the back of the room and they gave me something, an alphabet.
Right, right.
Got that.
Yeah.
Didn't know it was an alphabet, just something they call.
Right. Were there other immigrants in the class that you can recall?
I remember, no.
You were pretty much the one. This was in Brooklyn?
Yes, in Brooklyn. And then about, you know, how long, I don't know whether I came in the middle of the semester, I don't think. Class in turn. Anyway, I came somewhere after it stopped. And then at the end, it was a summer. And by that time, I had learned nothing. And then my mother hired a boy in the neighborhood. It was a high school boy. And he was a very nice fellow. And he taught me to write and read very easily. There was no trouble at all there because I liked it.
Right. That was over
so
summer.
So when I came back after the summer, I was way ahead of all these brilliant people, I thought. I thought they were brilliant, you know, until I found out that they were not.
Yeah.
And then I had trouble in that way. If they're not brilliant, what am I supposed to tell them, you know? I couldn't adjust very well.
Yeah.
But, you know, it took a while because I was a little foreign looking. That's funny, European colors.
Right.
It took a while to get any friend, anybody to talk to.
Yeah.
So I played a while.
By yourself, you mean?
Oh, my father. Got a teacher, playing the violin. And then that didn't help because, of course, I never went out.
Because what?
Never went out.
Oh, right.
Couldn't.
I mean, he was hoping that would help you make friends or something.
No, he just
you wanted
wasn't
to give you
the
some...
least bit interested in,
no?
in American boys. He thought they were ridiculous.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. He just wanted to be... Be educated,
right,
meant
right.
music.
Right.
And so luckily the teacher we had was a young man who after about a year said to my father, you know, I think we ought to give the boy a chance to kind of get acquainted with life here and before he starts being more serious. So that was that.
Yeah.
Find a poem.
Right.
So I didn't have much luck with learning English.
Yeah.
I could read very well, and I did read a lot, but I couldn't speak it without